Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What are you smelling? Now you got to change out your mic screen. Right. Very good.
That place stinks.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Frabito once again. Good morning. Matt McCarthy in today.
You know, I just noticed.
McBone. But
yesterday at noon, we didn't play our Thursday noon song. Can't remember what it is. But I was driving in today, and I listened to a little Stevie B because it's like 62 out today. I'm thinking, hey, spring's coming.
Yeah.
What's our Thursday song at noon?
Thursday?
The new one.
Well, it's Friday. Don't worry about it.
New one. Six weeks old.
We were doing it for like 6 weeks, and then you screwed up yesterday. You didn't do it.
I know. I did.
How'd you do that?
I was going to play it at one, but I didn't want to derail the segment and draw attention to it.
What's the songs, though?
I can't remember. But I remember he didn't play it yesterday.
Do you remember the one we used to play?
Yeah. The Frisbee one.
KC.
KC and the Sunshine.
Right.
Yep.
But that was a Beatle thing. Beatle wanted something Thursday at noon because you had Friday Josie at noon, and yeah, the first one didn't
Beatles
work.
Thing. Beatle probably woke up today with his ass under the carpet, right? Oh, never mind.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, A lot of moves yesterday. Patriots making so many exciting moves for the upcoming season, and there are two schools of thought on this. So
I had to actually turn off Felger and Mass yesterday. Had to turn it off
because
it started to depress me.
Because
I mean, I learned my lesson about what 4 or 5 years ago with the way they approach the offseason. Murray makes you want to actually jump off a bridge. And I had to check. I actually had to look up Patriots schedule last year. Patriots schedule year before. Patriots schedule year before that. One loss record, 13-4, 14-2. Okay, they've been in pretty good shape last couple years. And the offseason's pretty much gone the same way. Now, if you're alarmed by their lack of bringing in big names, I understand that. I completely understand that as a fan because I am a team broadcaster, as you know. And I've been doing this for over 6 years now. I had to go and look up these names yesterday. And I'm a football guy. 24/7. You know me? What do you want to do? I'll come in. I'll do farce football every day. I'll watch reruns of games every day. I'll go to YouTube. I'll watch 1980 games. I'll watch guys' heads roll off when Dick Butkus hits them. That turns me on. Okay, we went through and looked at a couple videos and some highlights of a couple receivers that they got. I don't know if they're going to make the football team. I don't even know if they're going to compete and make it through halfway of camp. So I think there's still work to be done here. This kid they got from Washington, I don't think he's going to make the team.
Harris?
Call right now. Harris. Mm. Slow. Jim, he looked quick. He looked quick to you?
No.
For
you watched
guy?
The highlights from his best game of his NFL career. Too.
Yeah, he had 10 catches. And Alex Smith, my God, he looks worse than him. Those Redskins, you pay that clown $22 million a year? Oh, my God, and that's Alex Smith. Good luck. He's not going to play anymore because of his leg. But this Harris kid, I don't think he's going to even make the team because he's not an outside guy. You brought him in to play slot. He's a slot guy. Slow as molasses against a bad covering team in Atlanta. Atlanta's not that good in the secondary, as you can recall.
Right. So
I'm ready to go today, but I'm still waiting for more. I don't think they're done.
This is what I feel the frustration is. for a second straight year at this time of year, right? Middle of March, free agency, the new year, the new league year has started.
Yeah, head coach went to Barbados for a couple days last week. Like, he's like, we're good. We're good.
Well,
I don't blame him. Maybe they are. I think that's how they look at it. I'm sorry. I mean, there's two schools of thought here. Either they look at us, we're just bringing in guys who fell out of roster and compete in camp, and we're good to go, or else we're in a little bit of trouble cap-wise.
There are a bunch of teams that have made themselves better, and the Patriots are...
Have they made themselves better? I mean, they bring in names, but have they made themselves better?
Well, that's the only way to judge it right now. It's the only way to judge it for any team unless they've been playing together forever.
Teams have gone out and spent money and brought in household names. I don't know if it works for their team. I don't know how well Cole Beasley's going to fit in Buffalo.
Do you think the Lions are better with Danny Amendola and Trey Flowers?
Maybe. Chicago might sweep them next year. The Vikings might sweep them. That might be 0-4. Does that make them better? If they can't win four games in their division, if they can't win one of those four games, I didn't even mention Green Bay yet.
Has Cleveland gotten better?
I think Cleveland has clearly gotten better.
Have the Jets gotten better?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. The biggest standout
last... To me, the Jets look the same. I mean, right. They've got a... Yeah, okay, you got a back in there with a big name.
This is the frustration. The biggest standout I remember from last year was the Jaguars, who made themselves better in the offseason. The Patriots...
I thought Jaguars were going to the Super Bowl.
Did not,
prior
right?
to last year.
And you saw the way they played in that first matchup, and you said, oh...
That's Super Bowl team.
We should have known. This is the team that almost beat you in the AFC Championship 8 months ago, and they got better. You got worse... But with the subtractions of Deion Lewis and Danny Amendola Malcolm Butler and your tackle and all the nothing you did made your team better. And so, of course, they beat you. That makes sense.
You picked up this guy, Trent Brown. You don't even want him to protect Garoppolo, and he's big and he's doughy and he's soft. Guy went and played his ass off and got paid.
But the difficult thing to wrap your head around and to try and convince yourself of is that the Patriots will figure it out. They figured it out last year. They ended up winning the Super Bowl. They made it back. The argument comes in, and what Jim and Tom and I were talking about in the back room a little while ago was last year's team better than the previous year's team? The team that just...
Yes, that is clear. Okay. Yes.
So last year, the team that just won the Super Bowl...
Yep.
...was better than the previous year's team?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Tell me in what areas?
Defense.
Defense was better this past year than the year before.
Running game.
Was the offense better?
I don't think the offense could go up and down quickly as they did the year prior. Now, I think the offense had a metamorphosis. They changed and got better for what they needed to do later in the year instead of just putting it on Brady and having him go and throw it 50
times. Well, they got healthier.
Here's what happened this past year, too. I think they had great continuity across the front. Same five guys were there every freaking week. And that is underrated. And when you have an offensive line coach like they have, and you could go out there and scheme things, and you could change things with the different groupings and skill sets of backs, and having that fullback and tight end that could block the way they do, that offense got better differently, if that makes any sense.
The offensive line was better.
I think the offense was more of a high-flying offense 2 years ago. And that's without Edelman. Edelman blew his knee out. Right? That's the Edelman year. We didn't have him. Yeah. You have Edelman, they probably win that Super Bowl against the against Philly easily.
But the defense wasn't as good.
Defense sucked in the secondary.
Offensively,
we should go through that front and the defensive
secondary.
Yeah,
Edelman and
Gronkowski,
but this offense is supposedly so much better, man. Just put 13 points up against the rock solid Rams defense. It's a difficult case to make.
Right. No, it is. And I know Phil Yates, I think yesterday.
No, Deion Lewis.
Yeah. Phil Yates yesterday or the
no
day
Danny
before,
Amendola. Right? Yeah, Mr. Playoff, Danny Amendola. Those guys are both gone, but somehow you're better. Why were you better?
And a worse Rob Gronkowski, to be totally honest.
Yes. So you could argue that either way. All I'm saying is that once again, at this point in this very, very brand new league year, This team hasn't done anything to make themselves better. All they've done is seen good players.
Depth. They're acquiring depth and special teamers right now. This is what they're doing. So you laugh, but you have to look. And when I go and look up these guys, they've all played special.
What's the most significant change to the Patriots right now from a week ago?
Oh, it's Flower. It's the loss of Flowers and right. Bennett.
Losses.
But
the most significant change to the Patriots at this point a year ago were the losses.
Okay.
Lewis, Danny Amendola, just that. Things that you lose, things that are gone that you have no suitable replacements for. We didn't even bring up Trent Brown because you're willing to say that Isaiah Wynn can probably somehow fill that, whether they're sliding guys or whether he takes that spot.
Waddle might be back. And they might take Cannon over. Cannon might end up being your left tackle. He's played.
But again, we're talking about losses. We're another year, for a second straight year, we're talking about nothing new, nothing added to this team, nothing making them better, just things that conceivably make them not as good as the last team.
Last year, you lost more.
It convinced me
last
otherwise.
Year, and you mentioned, it's Deion Lewis, it's Solder, it's Amendola, it's Malcolm. I mean, you lost good quality starters.
Yes.
A year ago.
Yes.
You lost Trey Flowers this year, and you could argue Malcolm Brown in there. You replaced Malcolm Brown with this Pennell kid. This Pennell kid may be bigger and better. He's bigger than Brown. Then you had Bennett. How much worse is Bennett than Flowers? Good God, Brian Baldinger did a breakdown on Flowers and the run he had late last year and his diversity and things you can do and how you can move him around. Follow Brian Baldinger on Twitter. Like, you watch Flowers, like, I don't even remember him being that good. The leverage and how quick he plays and how his hand control. Like, he's good. He's going to be tough to replace, but Bennett's pretty savvy, too. I'm not saying Bennett's going to be him. I don't know where Bennett's going to play. You're going to line him up in the same spot every time so you can move Trey around. And then the whole other wrinkle is, what's the defense? Okay, you got a lot of the same guys back, but is Shiano going to call it the way Flores did? Oh. Or are you going to be more base? You go back to more base and more zone, you get your ass picked apart next year. So a lot of good quarterbacks coming in here.
So we have calls already on this. Yes, we do. So we will get to them as we get rolling here on this Friday morning. No Beetle today. It's Hardy in for Mark Bertrand. Scott Zolak McCarthy in with us. Also here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Join us at 617-779-0985.
Uh-huh. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Two backs flank Savage in the gun. Takes the snap. He has time to rear back to throw a deep ball down the right side. It's up for grabs, and Ellington makes the catch. Wow. Inbounds over Malcolm Butler. Play fake by Watson. Throws down the middle for Ellington, bobbling in the end zone. Wow. But he makes the catch, holding on between a pair of defenders.
Single back to the left of Watson from the pistol. Takes the snap. Drops back, looks at left, throws it to the end zone. Caught by Ellington. Touchdown, Texans. Made the grab between a pair of defenders, Rowan Bentley. And he has a second touchdown in as many years here in Foxborough.
Let this one ride.
Thank you, Zoe.
Oh, it's for McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jim. Very kind of you.
It's for Bruce Ellington. Bruce.
Oh.
Right.
It's for
I'm going to make believe that it's for me.
When did you heard this at what age?
8 years old.
8 years old.
Changed my life.
Totally. Part of you have an 8 year old, right?
Play him this. Or rock his world.
Play this for Calvin. Think he.
No,
everything.
But Into the Spider-Verse, I think, changed Calvin's life. He's like, whoa. Like, different versions of Spider-Man. And
I thought it was finding out that, like, the Power Rangers came in four different colors. Or five.
I think it's five.
It's five.
I wanted Pacific Rim Uprising to change all our lives.
You like Pacific Rim?
But quite frankly, it wasn't that good. All right, let's get to the phones here, Zoe. I know what you're doing. 617-779-0985. What?
So there's a little highlight package.
Oh, do you want to talk about Ellington?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think...
I don't want to talk about any of the players the Patriots got. Because I had to study up on them.
I chuckled.
So what am I going to just sit here and talk about knowledgeably about what I know from watching 15 seconds of film and reading their bios? Do you know any of these guys?
But you let the highlights play there, and you miss something during one of those highlights.
Touchdown, Texans.
Nope, my man. Yep, kind of. But my man Bob Sosi, meaning as far as studying the opponent, knows the opponents inside and out better than anybody. Just like, it's like that to him. I want you to listen to the Ellington touchdown call.
Okay.
And there's just a slight delay. And in the play-by-play world, it's a long delay. And no offense to Bob. There's a pass, and it is a touchdown to Ellington.
Who the hell is this?
He had to look down to make sure that's who caught that touchdown.
Drops back, looks it left, throws it to the end zone. Caught by Ellington. Touchdown.
Bye. Ellington. No, it's not an initial. It's Ellington.
That's where we're at here.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk about the guys they picked up?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I do, but I mean, we're going to take calls too. I mean, yeah. I'm ready to talk about it.
Okay. Good.
Sort of told you what I think they're doing. I think they're
Tell me everything you found out about them in the last.
Bringing guys in to compete. Yeah. What's interesting to me is how deep are they in on Golden Tate? How deep are they in on Cole Beasley? How deep are they in on Humphreys?
How deep could they be in due to the cap?
Well, AAV, I think they're in. And I think what we're going to find out when the money comes in, and you're going to find out, don't listen to year 3, 4, and 5 of deals. Let me know what years 1, 2, or the guaranteed money is paid. And that's where I think they got beat, and probably got beat badly.
All right, let's go to, speaking of Ellington, Ellie in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Ellie. You're on Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Frabito. Good morning.
Hi. I have a question for you about Tom Brady. I was wondering why he doesn't participate in the coin toss like other quarterbacks.
I think he's better than that. You know, I think he looks at the coin toss as being a very inferior thing prior to the start of the game. He likes to keep his helmet off and warm up so more people can see him, like, you know, CBS or Fox when they're covering a game, or NBC.
Well, so, that's what my friends that doesn't like the Patriots said, and somebody else.
I don't blame him.
Said.
Thanks, Ellie. All right, appreciate it.
You took it.
What? It's a good first call on a Friday, right? Ease into the day. I didn't know what it was about. It was a question about Tom Brady. We took it. Stick and move. Here we go. DeVito. And Gardner.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Zo.
Hi.
Yeah.
Good
hey,
morning.
Happy Friday. Hey, listen, I
appreciate
the passion.
Is it sloppy out there today delivering the mail?
Well, I'm out there today. Of course I am.
A lot of rain, a lot of melting stuff
a lot
out
of melting,
there.
Big puddles to step over.
What kind of shoes do you
wear? I had bigger issues.
What kind of shoes do you wear today?
I got regular cross trainers on. I don't wear the rubber shoes.
You don't wear rubbers, huh?
No. Well, not for working.
What's your bigger issue, DeVito?
My bigger issue is getting through the day.
I like me.
Yeah. Without
920 deliveries, but okay.
What do you got?
I don't want to cut you off, but
no.
So I appreciate the passion of the media to cover, you know, what the Pats aren't doing. I know lack of fireworks, right? But who was Van Noy when they signed him? Who was Shelton? Danny Shelton, right? Same idea. Just to get to trust the system.
But not only that, Shelton. Remember Deion Lewis. Remember all these people were thought as Bobo signings because Mike Lombardi had a connection there. Barcavius Mingo, you know,
right?
Those type of guys.
So here we go. My other point. Appointment listening when Albert and Rhode Island called, because what are the Giants doing?
Oh, my God. I mean.
They got Barkley in there. They're probably going to re-sign him after his rookie deal, right? And now they just brought in Tate, who, again, was looking for double-digit figures and got, what, 9.3 a year?
Yep. I'm going to take Albert's side on this.
And plenty of room on the Italian train for you. I heard the love for the Italians yesterday, and I appreciate that.
Oh, I love Italians.
That's nice. Thanks, DeVito. Thank you.
Isn't Sunday part, and we'll get into St. Patrick's Day. Isn't that part of, like, isn't it an Italian holiday? One of the first?
No, the 19th is St. Joseph's Day.
When's in Columbus for the Italians, too? Columbus Day?
According to Les Miles, yeah.
I think the Italians have more holidays, and we're going to do a holiday segment at some point. But I want to get to the Giant thing, because that was my first reaction, too. What the hell are you doing, Giants? You get rid of freaking Odell Beckham Jr. to bring in Golden Tate?
Yes.
I thought you were like tanking to suck. Well, if you actually look at it, you think about it. So they give up OBJ for a first-round pick, which is 17th. They still have theirs. They have a former first-round pick in Jabril Peppers, who's going to replace a guy in Landon Collins that they lost, and a third, right? So they get extra collateral, and then they go out and get Golden Tate. So you're replacing OBJ for Golden Tate. Now, different type receivers, but at least you're getting a quality receiver back in to have him in a mix with Eli. Because tell me what OBJ's done. He's played one playoff game and showed up like a turd out in Green Bay with his shirt off because he went on a boat in Miami the week prior. So you weren't winning with the guy, so you got rid of a malcontent. You bring in Golden Tate, who's a grinder, good receiver. At least Eli's got him to throw to. Still have the back. You picked up an extra pick. You got a third rounder. You got a starter.
Eli has more weapons than Brady right
now.
Yeah.
So don't sit here and kill the Giants for, what the hell are you doing? You give it to OBJ and you go, at least they have a plan.
Sterling Shepard, Golden Tate, Evan Ingram at tight end, and Barkley at running back. Those are their weapons.
And that's all I want to know. For everyone who says they're going to be fine, okay.
So don't laugh at Albert. Albert's team actually looks like they know what they're doing there.
They're doing something. Okay, so Odell Beckham Jr., you think he's a planet player or not.
Bad locker room guy.
He wasn't the best guy in the room, and they brought in Golden Tate, which up until I saw him doing the Show Me the Money video, I really, really liked. Now, if there's any doubt in your mind what is the most important thing to 99% of the players in all sports, watch Golden Tate, and that will explain it to you. Okay.
Yeah. Watch Humphreys. Listen to Humphreys talk about how he's looking forward to acquiring some wins and maybe going on a playoff run. Like, that's the goal in Tennessee, maybe going on a playoff run. Like, that's what he's standing there in front of camera saying to you. He's trying to explain to you why, I'm a man of my word, and, I made a commitment. You know why? You got more guaranteed money up front. That's why you're going.
Right.
That's why you're going there.
You make $50-60 million in your career, your next deal. Am I going to make $20 million or $18 million? I'll go where I'm going to make the 20. Why? Because it's $2 million more.
Because it ain't baseball, it ain't hockey, it ain't basketball. Pardon the ain'ts, but you don't have the guaranteed money as far as the length of the contract. Right. So you're going to sign with whoever gives you more guaranteed
2%
money.
More money to go somewhere where you have zero chance of winning.
This isn't rocket science.
I'll take that 2% more money.
And your work season ends earlier.
Yeah. I was thinking about that today. Jim, I swear to God.
My name is Adam Humphreys. I need that 2%. I'm not getting endorsements. My name's Adam Humphreys.
And I swear to God,
He looks like a freaking golfer.
Is it not out of the question that some of these guys are thinking, you know what? If I go to this team, we're going to make the playoffs, but we're probably going to get bounced in the conference championship. All that means I'm going to have to work more and still fall short. Why not just go to a team where you're not even going to make the playoffs at all? And I'll make more money. I mean, is that out of the question? That factors into their thinking?
So you tell us.
I'll take the money.
You played. Are there guys that are happy to end the season December 31st?
There are guys that get used to that, yes. And being here for as many years as I was, for those first 3 years, you start planning ski trips. I remember me being in the front page of the Boston Globe Sports, and I was on injured reserve.
When did that happen?
It was one of the last weeks of the year, and I came out of my car, and I had two pairs of Fisher vacuum skis, and I was holding them up because I was excited. I was excited to go skiing. And that's your Patriots ender. Like, that's
right.
Me, Pat Harlow, Eugene Chung, we went up to, I think, Loon or Waterville Valley, one of them.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, we're going skiing.
It was like seeing Krejci in the old Golfsmith in Watertown buying wedges the day after they got bounced by Montreal.
Hey, you remember those things.
I'm like, the next day, dude. Yep. Next day.
I couldn't even get my foot. I had a high ankle sprain. I couldn't even get my foot in a ski boot. I was still going skiing. Because if I got my foot in a ski boot, I knew that it wasn't going to get out. Because it's like a cast.
Right. But I think you said it, though. You get used to it. My year ends.
You get used to losing.
December 30th. That's it. I'm all done.
Yeah.
Losing is contagious.
It was real nice of Humphreys.
As the bubonic plague.
My goal is to give them some wins and hope potentially maybe go on a playoff run. Let's get deep and maybe get in the playoffs.
Let's see what Charlie in Connecticut has to say here. Go ahead, Charlie. You're on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beetle. Hello.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi. Hi, Chuck.
It's a little frustrating.
What's frustrating?
We hear about the 11th hour offer for Humphreys and everything that we were willing to go in. And then Humphreys like, no, I'm a man of my word. No, thank you. And then Tate goes for a little bit more than that. It wasn't even that much more in terms of total money.
Right.
So it's frustrating that, okay, I get it, the bargain deals and all that and third, but it's just... Well,
you're not looking for bargain deals if you're in on those players. So,
Exactly. So it's like, on one hand,
right,
we're willing to... The Pats are willing to shell out that much. But at the same time, it's just like, oh, but for Tate, no, thank you. He can go for a little bit you know, more than that.
No, I mean, I think you put an offer on the table, meaning, okay, you're in the ballpark. I'll say all four of these teams are somewhere around 4 years, say $40 million for Tate. And what Golden mm-hmm. Tate is going to do, he's going to look down. Okay, I got four offers here on the table. 40, 40, 40, 40. Oh, team one has a guarantee of $17 million. Team two has a guarantee of $18 million. Team three has a guarantee of only $12 million. Team four has a guarantee of $28 million. Gee, which one am I going to take? I'm probably, you know, I have a lot of respect for those top three teams, but I'm probably going to go with team four because there's $9 million more guaranteed dollars on the table. That's what you do. So it's not like the Patriots can't. Patriots probably couldn't make up $9 million in guaranteed money.
Show me the money. Look, Jerry, say it louder. Show me the money.
It was Golden Tate. He did a recreation of the Show Me the Money video he posted yesterday.
Perfect. He played both roles, though.
Yeah, it was like one of those insurance commercials. See, where the one person's on the phone talking to themselves.
The only advantage you have here is for like a guy like Devin McCourty that you draft, that you gave the opportunity to, that plays in your system, that plays out his entire rookie contract, and then you allow him to go hit free agency and say, go get a price.
Yep.
And then he gets a price, and you come back, and you put it on a table, and you look at it. New England's a little bit less, but damn it, I know what it's like there. I'm going to stay there.
Doesn't it feel like they were a lot less on Trey Flowers?
I think they knew that.
But did they even bother making a counteroffer and didn't want to insult him with a counteroffer?
I don't even think they wanted to insult him with a. But based on the type of person he is and player, I think they shook his hand and said, "Man, thank you, but you are good luck. Like we can't even respond."
Good luck, Trey. This isn't one of the positions we pay for. It's just not. No, secondary. Oh, now we'll talk. You.
Yeah.
That spot on the field. No. We don't pay money.
Can you get in on Earl? Do you know that Earl Thomas in the first 2 years of his deal has $33 million guaranteed? Earl Thomas is going to make $16.5 million on the back end of his career in guaranteed money per year in the first 2 years. Gee, I wonder why Earl Thomas went to the Ravens.
Yeah, there's no question why they go there.
You can't offer him $16.5 million the first 2 years guaranteed here.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Per year.
With, once again, conceivably, the
Patriots. This is reality, bud.
Okay, that's something. That's my only question.
Yeah.
Are you okay with the Patriots seemingly being worse off right now than they were at the end of the Super Bowl, just like last year? It worked out for you, so maybe you're okay with it.
Chiefs better on defense?
You're not going to be okay with it.
Chiefs better losing D Ford and Justin Houston?
617-779-0985. McCarthy with a headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelpline.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, little sister, what you wearing? It's from yesterday. It's got a little white wedding to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, you did that yesterday. It's not White Wedding. It's Take on Me. And who's the original by?
Aha. Aha.
Aha.
Aha.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Talking the Patriots' moves or lack thereof so far in this new league year. Mike in Worcester, what are your thoughts, Mike? We haven't had one in so long.
I love it.
Oh.
Mike?
You screwed up. Screwed it up.
Let's go to Danny in the car. Go ahead, Danny.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? What's up, Zo?
Hello, Danny, me Irish friend. How are we?
I'm doing well. Happy St. Patty's Day.
What is that?
Bottle rocket.
I heard.
You shooting bottle rockets out of the back of your car?
No, I'm an oil man, and I'm filling up someone's tank.
Nice.
And
if you ever need them, go to Atlas Fireworks.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my question is, the Oakland Raiders just released Jordy Nelson. What do you think about Jordy Nelson and Tom Brady? Do you think that's a possibility, him getting over there, or what?
I'd give it a flyer because of his route-running ability. You know, and he's sort of an inside guy, but he's got some size to him. You could put him to the outside, but what I worry about is that to the point where a guy like Eric Decker was late in his career when they brought him in for a shot.
He's cooked.
And it just never worked.
He's cooked.
There's something weird there because, you know what, the Raiders had to pay him $3 million and still cut him. Like,
really?
Yeah.
There's something going on. He's, 33 years old.
Bad knee.
Yeah, it's...
No, thanks.
I would take a lot of things into consideration right now.
But I mean, like, Amendola's had a bad knee, but it's like, can you run around and can you get on the same page with Brady in a clutch situation? I don't know.
Well, here's one thing to consider.
At least I know the guy. You know the name.
Here's one thing to consider. He's 6'3". Would you like to go over the height of the current receivers?
Decker was 6'4".
The current receivers the Patriots have right now.
I know. Felger Maz did this, and they're coached by Bob Sosie. I get it all. It's the Oompa Loompa routes.
Doug Kye tweeted this yesterday. It might be time for the Patriots to add some height to their wide receiver depth chart. Julian Edelman, 5'10". Philip Dorsett, 5'10". Bruce Ellington, 5'9". Braxton, now, this is where it gets fun. Braxton Berrios, 5'9".
He ain't 5'9".
Oh, there is a 6-footer in the receiving core. Matthew Slater.
He's not a receiver.
I'm looking at it right here, Zoe. Matthew Slater.
Boy, keep going.
You got one guy so far.
How about Josh Gordon?
Over 5'10".
Josh Gordon, 6'3".
That's the problem. Are they really going to count on him again?
Josh Gordon is 6'3".
There you go.
Damon Patterson, 6'1".
Negative.
Did that work for them last year, counting on Josh Gordon?
11 games, yeah. It got you through 11 games.
Okay, so you want to count on him again?
He bridged your ass. Yeah.
Was he a good player? Yes. Yep. Was he a good player when he's here? I don't question his talent or ability one bit. He won't stay on the field.
Here's what
you
I
can't count on him.
Yeah, I agree with you there, and I would like to move on, and I'd like a better plan for that. But this Maurice Harris guy, we watched him. He's 6'3".
Yep.
What the hell are you doing in a slot? He looks slow. Looks really slow on the inside. Like, that doesn't work here. That's not as part of the system. You need those quick inside slot guys. Guys that can run little return routes. Break your legs on a 3rd and 7. Do what Edelman does. He didn't look like Edelman.
No.
Humphreys did. A little bit. You know,
so well they couldn't pay him.
You know what? Real quick here,
Can't pay anybody.
Got some news breaking here locally. We're not going to hit the breaking news, but
can't pay anybody.
I would think that property prices in Quincy would probably be going through the roof based on this news. Do you have anything breaking on the town of Quincy?
Yeah, it's disappointing that Mark Bertrand isn't here today because his town, the city of Quincy, the U.S. Attorney's Office has filed a civil complaint alleging that Quincy is violating the Clean Water Act, discharging sewage and untreated wastewater into Boston Harbor, Dorchester Bay, Quincy Bay, and other waterways from its sanitary sewer and storm drainage system.
You ever see Jaws where Larry, the mayor, goes up to his buddy? Come on, go in the water. You got to get in the water. Yeah, water's fine.
Nobody's swimming.
I just put suntan lotion on.
And I'm trying to absorb some of this sun. Here's the problem.
Why don't you take your kids swimming at Walls?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that anybody swims in Quincy anyway. So, number one, you're fine there. And number two,
that would be Biddle's response.
They're getting rid of the waste.
We go to the Cape to swim.
I would think this would, in fact, increase property value in Quincy. They're getting rid of the waste.
It's a fair point.
Yeah. Now,
what if you get an inland
wind? You know what? Dorchester Bay? That's Boston's water. It's their problem now.
You mean that bay out here?
Yeah. That's not Quincy's water.
What's the problem? Not a problem for Quincy.
Tide takes the poo out anyway.
Yeah. This washes it all out. Yeah. All right. We'll continue with your phone calls here.
Bill Weld's going to jump into this dirty water.
Oh, we could play that song then. That could be Quincy's song.
We could do that.
We haven't heard that in a while.
No.
You know what else we haven't heard yet? Another news report about a real plague in your town, Zoe. This is something that you talked about personally, but this was big enough to make the news. We'll get to that too.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Mr. Postman. Wait, hey, Mr.
just asked on Twitter, by the way.
Prayers for Beetle, by the way.
Yeah, Lee and Quincy.
Yeah.
Wants to know, wait, so you're saying my water is clean, safe? I really don't see the problem. Exactly. The water in Quincy is probably the cleanest anywhere in the entire Boston metro area because they're getting rid of their waste out in the ocean.
Aaron Brockovich, when she pushes the water over, hey, by the way, we had that specially brought in for you right from the taps.
I've never seen that movie. I know. Shocking.
Wow.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really good. It was actually on the other day, and I wore them all again.
If I'm going to watch...
Damn it. It's like... You know what it is? It's like Goodfellas, Moonstruck, and like wow. Aaron Brockovich. Like, he pops on.
Okay.
You know, or Sandlot, and just you can't turn it off.
He doesn't know any better.
You ought to know it's illegal. It's a storm sewer. If it fills with gas, I pity the person who lights a match within 10 yards of it.
Quincy. America's most patriotic city is most dirty. All right, nasty.
Let's grab a couple more calls here, and then we'll get to the big story in Wrentham.
Okay, sure.
First, we'll go to Mike in, excuse me, Bruce in New Hampshire. He's been holding a long time. Bruce, thanks for your patience. What's up,
Bruce?
Bruce?
He got impatient.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got, buddy?
Hey, so happy Friday. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Never had a chance to call you guys on a Friday, but I was on the recruiting trip with you to Miami in the spring of '86 when we were hanging out down there with Jimmy Johnson and the boys.
Yeah, and I went on Jimmy's boat, and you guys all went on the other boat.
You did. All the high-end skill was on one boat, and I was on the other boat. It was hilarious. We watched them pull away.
Yeah, we went to...
Do you remember those hamburgers on the dock before we went out?
Holy Jesus, from Monty Trainers at the Bay, down the Bay.
They were amazing. And that dinner that night at the dock.
Oh, house, so
the
hammered.
Pool and the steaks and everything.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Do you know what? Whenever we went to that.
Hurricane Honeys? Are you kidding me?
We went to that house. And what's the guy's name? I think the guy was tied into that Evan Shapiro.
He was a teen doctor at some level. He did some surgeries for him.
I've never been on a recruiting trip. You get taken to some guy's house, say, yeah, just go ahead and party.
So what happened with you? Did you end up going to school there?
So I went to the trip in Miami, and then on the Sunday we had to sit with Jimmy in his office, and he offered you a scholarship or not.
Yeah.
And he said, you're number 16 on our chart. We have 14 scholarships. If a guy or two doesn't accept, you're coming. I said, that's wonderful. Thank you for the wonderful trip to Miami. Thank you for all the wonderful fun we had. And hopefully some will drop out. Nobody did. But every single person they asked to come came.
Wait, Zoe didn't go.
I was already going to Maryland.
Well, but he's still, yes.
I was like the Humphreys guy. I'm man of my word.
So you were, what, were you 17th or 18th then, Zoe?
I don't know. But Jimmy said, come on down, have a good time.
I took the trip too, so just because of that.
Did you get thrown off the high dive by Jerome Brown too?
No, but I hung out with the Blaze brothers after that dinner and got in a lot of trouble.
God, I wish I could go on my recruiting trips again.
What year was this?
86. Do you remember the next morning we had breakfast in that athletic center?
Yep.
And it was you and me sitting at the breakfast table with Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah, Vinny hosted me on the trip. This is unbelievable.
So
where'd you end up going? And what did you play?
I went to Princeton. I played tight end, and I was played for Jason. I was Jason Garrett's tight end for 2 years.
No kidding.
So what do you know? Hedge fund? What do you do?
Yeah.
Hedge fund?
I own a company. Management?
You own a company. What's your company? Yeah. Investment company?
We're just on the phone having fun on a Friday, man. Let's just enjoy.
My God. All right.
You believe we partied with the Blaze brothers?
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay.
See you, Bruce. That's awesome.
You,
great story. I should have went to Miami.
Wow. It's amazing.
How many
like
years ago
everything
was that?
Lined up like you and
that's
you
30,
remember
30
all this
plus years?
33
oh, God, yeah.
years ago.
I'll never forget walking down the side of that house thinking, what the hell are we walking into? And you can hear the music pumping, and you get in there, it's boom, 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 it's lights, and like...
Yeah, but when he mentioned the little hamburgers, you flipped the switch, and you went right back there.
Oh, we were getting on the boats, and they put them all in one boat, and they put me, Jimmy, and Gary Stevens on a boat. And we're like the 65-foot sports fisher. And we were hammered at the time, but they gave us burgers before we got on, just to absorb it all. They were the best burgers you ever had.
Now, Zoe, back
33 years ago, your whole life in front of you, and you're being told that you're going to be a superstar, did you think that 33 years later you would be embroiled in a controversy as serious as this one?
Nope.
Sometimes this happens. Mailboxes just don't make it through the winter.
In one community, it's becoming such a problem, people are actually taking stronger measures. Our Malcolm Johnson is in Wrentham tonight to explain.
Welcome to Wrentham, where crime is low and mailbox casualties are high.
Well, we had some controversy in town about snow plows knocking over mailboxes.
Really?
Just ask Rebecca McDermott.
Every storm, it gets knocked down, we put it back up. Next storm, it gets knocked down again.
Slanted, cemented, and splintered, all because of the plows.
When those plows, at the speed they're going sometimes, the slush just destroys them.
Location is key.
If people put them up close to the road, it's like they're asking for trouble.
Which is why Phil Wardner...
It is where I leave it for the storm.
...made his mailbox mobile.
I lost probably about three or four altogether living here. So I got tired of it and I just, made a solution to myself.
With plenty solutions out there, for 4 years, this one's worked for Phil.
It's not the prettiest, but I could make it pretty if I wanted to.
It gets the job done. Everything from fence post spikes that go into the ground and you can lift the post out to mailboxes that have box platforms and you can wheel them away.
With snow will come the plows. After all, this is New England.
The very few who were a little more outraged, we suspect they're from California.
So look, with even the police chief making jokes about the issue, you can probably understand why when folks here in Wrentham want some serious investigation into these mailboxes, he's not taking them too seriously. We're reporting in Wrentham. I'm Malcolm Johnson, NBC 10 Boston.
I may grab a couple donuts.
You from California?
Nope, from Pittsburgh.
Oh, see... A couple
look like a high crime rate type town. You ever see Funny Farm, the movie?
It looks a little bit like Redbud.
Yeah, I feel like I live in Redbud, where you can leave your doors unlocked. Crime's not at a, it's not at a high rate. You got one thing to do: go around and get these mailbox people that could kill the mailboxes. These plow people that get hammered and drive around and just take out mailboxes, and then you get a call from the town saying town policy that's changed about eight years ago. You're on your own. Fix your own mailbox.
Right. Now, two things jump out at me. Number one, that was from NBC 10 Boston. And
welcome to Wrentham, where crime is low and mailbox casualties are high.
It's a serious enough problem for NBC 10 Boston to cover it. I would like them to see it included in their traffic reporting, maybe in the mornings. I watch Natasha Verma in the morning, and she gives a nice update on the traffic and all that stuff, include where the plows are. You know, maybe if you've got one of these mobile mailboxes, you know when to go out there and get your mailbox off the street. But the other thing is, though, the guy said, you put it that close to the road, that's the risk you run. If you put it too far away from the road, guess what?
You're not getting your mail.
The mailman's going to tell you to go screw.
Right.
My mailman,
right.
Stevie,
my
in mailman. Canton, says,
my
hey,
I have mail woman.
This needs to be a little closer to the street here, bub.
Right.
And I put it a little closer to the street.
Here's what I don't understand, too. You want to make one of those mailboxes mobile, and you put on one of those stands, and you pull that sucker out there. That's like putting a freaking golf ball on a tee. It's a golf guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Get it.
And if I see one of them things there, and I'm a plow guy, you know what I got? I got the big berth out. I got the big driver. Big dog's going to eat today. That mailbox is going to go into the next yard.
So
see, I think that's what goes on.
It's
like, okay, you and I sit here. We do this 4 hours a day.
Yeah.
The time we're doing this, this is like mandatory fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about this. I turn my mic down.
Thanks. Okay, so
mandatory fun. Like you need something to keep it going, right? Get through those 4 hours. You're out there plowing for 8 hours. Same streets, same type of plow patterns. Gets a little boring.
So you think they're trying to take some mailboxes out?
I do. Happens too much out there. You're out in the country.
Right.
Nobody's going to
Which
hear
is...
It.
Look,
boom! You hear that
pop
sound.
On the CB. Tell them they got another one.
Right.
Yeah, I got four up
it's
here.
It's mailbox
on,
baseball.
I
saw it in Stand By Me. Yeah. They're actually playing at Kiefer Sutherland.
Man, I'm up here on Franklin Street, 3-1 breaker. I got 11 out of 13 I took out.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, what do you got? You know, like you watch Wicked Tuna, and they all call, hey, I got a big one on the deck. I got two online.
And I'll tell you something else, though.
Dazed and Confused, they played it too, right?
Mailbox baseball. That cop, he was laughing at you.
California boy.
Yeah. Just like your cop buddy who called you up and told you the guy who fixed your mailbox was cousins with the plow driver. They're all having a good laugh at your expense, Bill.
They're all getting a good kick out of this.
Yeah.
To the point where I got a call and got invited to the town meeting this week.
Are you going to go?
I think I'm going.
No, you're not.
How much are they paying you?
We're talking about that.
What? You don't get off your couch for how much?
$3,500.
Oh, it's gone up. What up, 500
next year?
That would also be coming out of your taxes, though. If they were paying you, you'd be paying yourself. Just to think about that for a second.
At least I'm not. I'm not forking out money for a new bell box.
Okay.
At least my tax money's going to somewhere good and myself.
Celtics got a win last night. We're going to get to the Woo! Celtics with Sean Granny coming up here, but I want to finish up your Patriots thoughts here and mailbox calls, which we'll do when we continue here. 90 seconds, no commercials. Matt McCarthy in the Hub headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.